The Reinvention University. The power to change. You possess a power within you, but once you learn to use it, you can and will change your life. Most people want to change something about themselves at some point in life. Be assured that anyone can achieve change, and the simplest, easiest way is by being able to conjure up in your mind a picture of what you want to achieve that is so real that it gives you the impetus to begin making it happen. Everything we experience in life is a stepping stone to achieving our personal greatness. For too many people, life appears to be one long struggle with little reward. I have often thought about teaching this section, but have always held back until now. Existing within you is the ability to create powerful mental pictures, and this is called visualization. Can anybody visualize? Certainly. Just as you flip a switch to turn on a light, visualization is a switch you flip to make your mind power flow. Is visualization complicated? Not at all. Visualization is relatively easy. It's simply the ability to see or sense images in your mind. It's actually a lot like daydreaming. The difference, and it is a crucial one, is that while daydreaming is casual and random, visualizing is structured and directed. The aim of this session today is to teach you how to use visualization effectively, because once you do, it will provide you with one of the best tools you need for your reinvention journey. I'd like to do a small test. I just want you to picture the front door of your home. I want you to see it. Look at it as though you are standing in front of it right now. Just create a picture of that front door that you must walk in through every day. See it in your mind. Now let's change to another image. Imagine you are with the most special person in your life, whoever that may be. See yourself together. Hear what you are saying to one another. Sense how you feel. By doing these two little tests, we are now using visualization, or at least now you know what it is. You can think of anything in your mind, things that have already occurred, or those that will in the future. Your mode. Could you see or hear, sense, or just feel what I have described? Not everyone sees in pictures. The key to visualization is, can you feel the scenario as being described? It feels real with or without the images being conjured up in your mind. Let's try another little exercise. Relax. And as long as you feel comfortable to do so, close your eyes. You're on holiday. The sun is warm and comfortable, and you're wearing your summer clothes. There's a gentle breeze, and you can feel it on your bare legs and arms and on your face. You are walking through a beautiful lemon grove. Everywhere you look, you see lemons. The earth under your feet is dry and stony, and you can hear it crunch beneath your feet. The leaves on the lemon trees are a fresh green colour, and you can see lemons tucked in amongst those leaves. Some of the lemons are hanging quite low, so you reach up and pick one. feeling the branch give as you pull the lemon off. You hear a twang as the lemon breaks away from the branch. You look at the lemon that's now in your hand and see how intensely yellow it is in colour. You feel the weight of it in your palm. You touch the waxy, dimpled skin. You feel the oval shape and the pointed ends. You lift the lemon to your nose and smell the zesty vapour. You have a penknife in your pocket. You take it out and carefully open it and cut into the lemon through the rind and pith and into the juicy centre. As you cut through, a little juice sprays out of the lemon. The fresh lemon scent now fills the air. You pick up the slice of lemon and put it into your mouth. You bite on it and gently chew. Lemon juice fills your mouth with sharpness and flavour. Let me share with you a secret. I'm a verbal thinker rather than visual. Things pop up into my head in verbal form and not in image form. As images, my brain carries a black void, as it does hearing a lemon script. But I feel as though I'm there. I know I'm doing each of the things asked, and I can certainly taste the juice in my mouth at the end. But I see nothing in picture format. Not a still picture, and certainly no movie plays in my head. I can't watch stories unfold in my head, but I hear them instead. But I can also feel them. It's all about the words for me. I'm just not a very visual person. I don't think in pictures. I think in words. And that doesn't stop me from being able to visualize. Different people visualize in different ways. Some will see mental images by sensing rather than actually seeing them. Others see them as if they were looking at photographs. You might even both sense and see an image at the same time. The picture might be vague and blurry or clear and sharp. It doesn't matter how you get it. What matters is that you can recognize what you're seeing, or you hear it, you sense it, whatever is your way. Many people have a problem with visualization. The most common reason is they can't see any images in their minds when they visualize, so it's not working. But that's not right. You see, there are those that can watch as though they're watching a TV behind their closed eyes. But for the majority like me, there are no pictures, either still or moving. There's merely darkness. But I still visualize really well. So let me confirm, it's not a problem. You don't have to actually see what you visualize. You just need to imagine it. For visualization works with sense, with feel, just as much as with seeing. It's now time to relax your body and your mind. I want to help you learn to fully relax. We're going to try and use a relaxation technique. We will do this together, and I strongly suggest that over the next few weeks you practice everything we're about to do and make it a part of your life. If today you feel at points that you are not fully relaxed or you're not feeling the senses you expect to feel, just keep going. At the point you will achieve everything I am setting out for you to achieve today. So bear with yourself and listen to my voice for the next 30 minutes. I want you to start by making sure that you're sitting upright in your chair so that every part of your body is adequately supported. I want you comfortable. Then I want you to breathe very deeply in and out a few times so as to start to calm your body. Now it's time for you to close your eyes and concentrate just on my voice. Turn your entire attention and focus on your breathing. Just allow yourself to breathe naturally. Don't try to adjust your breathing or get it under control. Just let it happen. Let the automatic process of breathing just take place. Breathe normally, with you just paying attention to every breath you take, in and out. Don't consciously try to make any changes. Just let yourself breathe. Simply observe your breath. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and out. In and out. Keep breathing. Just breathe. Now, if you're not already breathing in through your nose, make the adjustment now. Take a breath into your body through your nose. Breathe in through your nose. Now hold it for a second. 1001. Now slowly release it. Breathe the air out of your body through your mouth. So let's repeat that. In through your nose. Breathe in. Hold it. 1001. Now let it go out through your mouth. And repeat. In through your nose. Hold it. 1001. Now out through your mouth. Now carrying on breathing just normally. As you take each breath out, feel yourself going deeper and deeper into a state of relaxation. Breathe in and out. In and out. In and out. Feel the relaxation. Empty your mind of all thoughts. Any message that comes, just say thank you. I'll deal with that later. And keep breathing. Keep paying attention to your breath. Let nothing interrupt this peace. No thoughts. Just keep breathing. Just pay attention to both my voice and your breathing. Nothing else matters right now. Just breathe. Now start to sense your body as a whole. Let your mind just wander over every part of your body as you sit there. Feel it in your mind. Sense how your body feels, tight or relaxed. Little aches in parts. Maybe a little itch on your shoulder. Notice how your body feels at this precise moment, right now. Observe which body parts feel tense and which ones feel relaxed. Just let your mind wander up and down, reviewing your body in your mind. Now let's focus your attention onto specific body parts. Bring your total concentration on one part at a time. We're going to start with the scalp at the very top of your head, and we're going to work our way down to your toes. Just feel how they feel. Now take another deep breath. Hold it for a slow count of three. While you tense as many of the muscles in your body as you can. Breathe in. 1001. Squeeze hard. 1002. Keep squeezing. 1003. Squeeze. Now exhale. Push out all your breath for a count of 1001. Just relax. 1002, keep relaxing, the tension's going. 1003, tension gone, you're relaxed. Now let's just repeat this one more time. Take a deep breath, hold it. Slow count of three. Squeeze your muscles. 1001, squeeze. 1002, keep squeezing. And 1003, squeeze. Now exhale, push out all your breath and feel yourself pushing away the tension. 1001, 1002, relax, 1003, relax. Let's make sure your whole body is now relaxed. Concentrate on your scalp. Feel it in your mind. Feel it relaxing. Your scalp is relaxed. Concentrate on your forehead. Feel it in your mind. Feel it relaxing. Your forehead is relaxed. Concentrate on your eyebrows, your eyelids. Feel them in your mind. You feel them become limp, almost heavy. Feel them relaxing. Your eyebrows and eyelids are now relaxed. Concentrate on the muscles of your face. Feel them in your mind. Feel them relaxing. Your facial muscles are now relaxed. Concentrate on your mouth, your lips, your tongue. Feel them in your mind. Feel them relaxing. They are now all relaxed. Concentrate on your jaw and on your throat. Feel them in your mind. Feel them relaxing. Your jaw and throat are now relaxed. Concentrate on your neck. Feel it in your mind. Feel it relaxing. Your neck is relaxed, as is your head on top of it. Now feel the pleasant experience of relaxation energy flowing slowly downwards to your shoulders. Concentrate on your shoulders. Feel them in your mind. Feel them relaxing. Your shoulders are relaxed. You have a warm feeling going deeper and deeper. Concentrate on your arms. Feel them in your mind. Feel them relaxing. Your arms are relaxed. They feel limp at your side. Concentrate on your fingers. Feel them in your mind. Feel them relaxing. Your fingers are relaxed. Concentrate on your chest and your upper back. Feel them in your mind. A warm glow of deep relaxation completely relaxes your chest and runs through into your upper back. Feel them relaxing. They are relaxed. This healthy, relaxing feeling continues to flow down into your abdomen and lower back. Feel them relaxing. They are relaxed. Your stomach that's now relaxed, very, very relaxed indeed. Concentrate on your buttocks. Feel them in your mind. Feel them relaxing. Your buttocks are now relaxed. You have a warm feeling going deeper and deeper. Feel this warm sensation continue to flow downwards as you become more and more relaxed. Concentrate on your thighs. Feel them in your mind. Feel them relaxing. Your thighs are now relaxed. Concentrate on your knees. Feel them in your mind. Feel them relaxing. Your knees are now relaxed. This relaxation is now spreading into your calves, becoming ever more relaxed, very, very relaxed. And on down to your ankles, they are now relaxed, so relaxed. And now to your feet, your toes, the soles of your feet, your heels, all completely, completely relaxed. Sense the restfulness that you now feel from having released the tension in your muscles. Let's not stop here. Turn your entire attention back to your breathing. Allow yourself to breathe naturally. Don't try to adjust your breathing. Observe your breath. Feel the air entering your body. Try and sense its path around the inside of you, and then notice the feeling as it exits through your mouth. Just be one with your breath. Enjoy the serenity and relaxation this brings. Notice your breath coming in and out of your body. Does it come in your mouth and out your nose? Observe how air passes through your nostrils and throat. Notice your chest and tummy rising as you breathe. Just sit still and pay attention to your breathing. If your thoughts turn away from your breath, simply bring them back. Notice the speed of your breathing. Become aware of the rhythm of your breaths. Discern the depth of each breath. Keep breathing. Notice the subtle changes that will automatically happen. Still, just remain as an observer. Don't try to adjust your breathing in any way. Just let it happen on its own. Simply watch it come and go. Just observe how you take in the air and release it. Feel your lungs filling and emptying. Now hold your breath for a second or two. 1001, keep it in your lungs. 1002, hold it. Now breathe out. 1001, out. 1002, empty it all. And again, hold your breath for a second or two. 1001, keeping it in your lungs. 1002, hold it. Now breathe out. 1001, keep going, keep pushing it away. 1002, empty it all. Now just go back to breathing naturally, without trying to control any breath. Refocus on the sensations of each breath as it enters and leaves your nostrils. Concentrate on this sensation, nothing else. Just breathe. Take a breath. In and out. Now stay in this relaxed state while just listening to my voice. You are feeling very relaxed, calm and at peace. You are now going to imagine yourself in a very relaxing, calming place. This is a place you will feel totally at ease. You can now see yourself on an exotic tropical island. You are strolling along a palm tree covered remote beach on a beautiful summer's day, gliding across the soft sand which is gleaming like silver. It's crunching under your feet. It is late in the afternoon. You can see the sun, a golden blazing yellow ball slowly dropping in the distance. The sky is a brilliant blue and not a cloud in sight. Yet the heat is still radiating over your body, but it is so pleasant. You can smell the seaweed from the ocean in the air. Taste the salty water from the spray which the breeze brings onto your lips. You listen to the sound of the rolling waves crashing onto the beach, hearing the soft sound of birds in the background. Apart from the sound of nature, there is silence because you are all alone, safe in this, your private beach. You can see the birds as they fly through the sky, seeing a few dive down into the sea and then flying back up and off again. The ocean waves continue to move in and out, the sound of them crashing in, them subsiding, as they withdraw back from where they came. You can hear the waves, you can smell the ocean spray, the air is moist and warm. You can feel a pleasant, cool breeze blowing through the palm trees. Keep walking along until you reach the far end of the beach, where you come across a sand dune, a hill of pure white sand. Stop and sit down by the side of the dune. Look out over the ocean, taking in the view of the waves crashing against the rocky shores and sandy beaches. The aqua ocean just coming to life. The waves persistently crashing against a rocky coastline, while frothy swells gently roll towards the shore onto the sandy beach. The waves rise upward along the beach, forming an impression of white foam, and then slowly drop down, retreating back out into the ocean, only to be replaced by another wave that crashes against the shore, working its way up the beach and slowly retreating back out into the ocean. Just watch, listen, take in this wonder of nature. With each movement of the waves as they roll in and as they roll out, you find yourself feeling more and more relaxed, more and more calm, more and more at peace. The waves are rolling in. The waves are rolling out. The waves are rolling in. The waves are rolling out. In
and outs. The waves are rolling in and out. You find yourself feeling more and more relaxed, more and more calm, more and more at peace. The waves are rolling in and out. Can you hear the waves crashing to the shore? Smell the clean salt water? In and out. You gaze far into the distance. The sun is continuing to drop down into the horizon. As the sun is moving down, you relax more and more. As the sun begins to set, the sky turns into an amazing array of colors, pink, orange and red. You are watching it transform in front of your eyes. Turn your attention back to the waves. Smell the seaweed from the ocean in the air. Taste the salty water from the spray which the breeze brings onto your lips. Listen to the sound of the rolling wave crashing onto the beach. Imagine yourself walking away from the water over the fine, hot but cooling sand. Walk further away till the sound of the waves dims on each step until it's all but gone. Up in the distance you can see a beautiful building. It looks like a palace. You begin to cross the sand walking towards it. Your feet now feel a harder surface. You realize you have reached a gravel path that is leading you up to these big metal gates at the front of this palace. These giant steel gates slowly open to reveal the building just up ahead of you. You are now in beautiful huge gardens. You continue to walk. The grounds are huge in a beautifully designed landscape. Pebbled paths lined with bushes of spring flowers, naked statues everywhere. All around you lies the most beautiful trees and plants you have ever seen. It is peaceful, but you can hear the sounds of birds chirping away and small creatures frolicking in the underbrush. As you continue to walk along the path, the end starts to appear. You now see the palace up close for the first time. You keep moving forward until you reach the front door. You walk between two pillar columns and underneath, where you take one step up and then reach your hand forward to take hold of the large golden doorknob. You feel it turn in your hand and slowly the door squeaks open. You are now inside the house. You look around and see a line of doors. They are made of mahogany and each have a stained glass window in the center. Walk up to the door right ahead of you at the end of the hallway. Walk across the plush, thick, carpeted floor surrounded by framed paintings on the wall. Open up this door and as you do you will see a marble staircase just ahead. The marble steps are just in front of you. Wide, strong steps. A banister on each side, very well lit. You are now going to count down from 10 to 1. And with each descending number, you will take a single step going down. And with each step, you will feel more calm, more relaxed. 10. As you take each step, 9. You'll go deeper. 8. Into relaxing state. 7. It feels magnificent. 6. A total state of relaxation. 5. As you go down little by little. 4. Off step by step. 3. You'll find a sense of complete relaxation. 2. All through your whole body. 1. You can feel the steps beneath your feet and now you've reached the bottom. You feel exceptionally tranquil with a sense of excited expectation. Look around and you'll find yourself in a very beautiful, large, airy and tranquil room. You see a big comfy bucket type sofa with big armrests, and you walk over and you sit down. Your body seems to mould into the material and it feels so comfortable. In front of you are large red velvet curtains going from the ceiling to the floor. Slowly the lights begin to dim until the room is in virtual darkness with just the merest of illumination radiating through the curtains. Then the curtains begin to open, revealing inch by inch a large lit screen. As the whole screen comes into view, you see the number 3 appear. 3. Then as it disappears, the number 2 comes into view. And then it's gone, replaced by the number 1. And then that goes. It flickers back into the dark. And then an image comes forward. You see on the screen me standing on a stage. The camera is zoomed up to me standing there wearing a black suit and white shirt. Behind me you can see a blue banner and read the words "Welcome to the Reinvention University World Tour" in gold writing. You can now hear my voice, hear me speaking. You hear me say, every one of you is now ready to start your reinvention journey. You can feel the excitement in the room, hear the sounds of people shouting yes, and others just clapping their hands. I continue to speak. It's time to reinvent yourself. You have come to this point in your life because you have decided that there are certain things that you would like to change about yourself. I carry on speaking on that stage. It is now important to realize that the way you are now is a result of your past thoughts and memories. The things that you have placed your thoughts, focus and energy on in the past have made you the person that you are today. But now you've decided that it's now time to create a new you. And the way you're going to do that is simply by placing your thoughts, your focus, and your energy on the new you that you want to become. I'm saying you now have the tools and knowledge to totally transform your life. And then I add, as others have done before you. You now see the audience on the movie screen, packed from front to back in the auditorium. You look up and see there's not an empty seat in the upper balconies either. You can see the look of excitement and belief on every face. Then the front row, immediately in front of the stage, comes into view. And you see yourself, yes you, sitting there. You hear my voice and the words I say. I am delighted and proud to introduce you to one of our greatest success stories through the Reinvention University, my good friend. And then you hear me say your name. I then invite you to come onto the stage so that you can tell them your success story, built over the last 10 years. You see yourself jump out of your chair, the biggest smile imaginable across your face, and you virtually bounce up the steps in front of you with total confidence and excitement to share your story. You walk onto the stage and shake my hand. I step to the side and you now stand in front of the microphone. You place your hand around it. You have become the new you that you wanted to become. You painted your unique masterpiece. Standing there, you now live your dream life. You have attained your goal of reinventing yourself. You're about to describe to the audience the steps that you took to attain your goals. Now hear yourself say, I had a dream of the life I wanted to live, the things I wanted to do, the places I wanted to go, the person I wanted to be. And now I've achieved my dreams. Life for me today is simply tremendous. and shortly I will share with you the dreams I set about achieving once I had realized reinvention was possible for me and set about making changes. I now want you to see the movie Pause. And there you are, just frozen in time. Now watch yourself sitting in front of that movie screen. See yourself stand up and walk towards the screen. Step to the side and see the door. Open it and step through into the movie. You can see the back of yourself, frozen in time, standing at the microphone. And beyond you, an audience obviously captivated by your words, but also frozen in time. Now walk up to your future self and shake yourself by the hand, or give yourself a hug and tell yourself how proud you are of your achievements over these last few years. I now want you to see yourself step in to your body while standing there in front of the microphone. And I now want you to imagine switching back on the play button and just for a minute, hear your words to the audience, captivated by what you have to say. Just listen as an observer to what you are telling them. Enjoy this moment. Enjoy this freedom, this expression of your success. Feel it. See it. Hear it. Now, I want to bring you out of this relaxed state. So I'm going to ask you to start to count inside of your mind from 1 to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4. Now say to yourself, when I open my eyes, I'll be wide awake and revitalized, both physically and mentally. 5. Begin to adjust your body. 6. Prepare to open your eyes. And 7. Open your eyes. 8. You are now fully awake. 9. Physically and mentally. 10. You are now fully alert. You now have the power of visualization and creative imagery to use for your future life. Your next exercise will be to visualize your life in either 5 or 10 years time, once you've achieved your success, your happiness, when you've created the new you. My favorite method is to build a picture of that perfect day in your life, maybe 5 years ahead. See your success, see your happiness, and all those dreams that have come true. When you have done this, you will be able to list what those dreams were that you achieved. You'll know what your target is. You will know what it is you want to achieve. As a tool, visualization is incredibly powerful. You can create your dreams and you can make sense of your past as well as deal with your current problems. Today was just an introduction, a taster session. If it is something you wish to develop, you now have the basis for what you need.